All right, everyone, it's Grim Tentai Corner, and we are back with more Gore Screaming Show. I know you guys have been waiting, and I have too. So let's go ahead and get started with this Eroge classic. So Kyoji went back to school the morning after, of course. His bike was trashed during the brawl, so he left it where it was behind the school. That meant he had to walk to school, but he isn't late. There's no reason he shouldn't go into the classroom, but he can't just bring himself to do it. After all, so much happened yesterday. His classmates are bound to stare, and then there's Sadashima himself. Kyoji can't just walk in there without a care in the world, can he? I mean, damn, what am I gonna do? He never imagined being in this kind of trouble on his second day of school. But standing here won't change things. The students walking through the hall are staring, which makes him realize he looks strange for merely standing there. Okay, he decides to steel himself and just go inside. Hey, whoa! Feeling someone suddenly patting him on the back, Kyoji jumps. Shishinta, don't scare me like that! What are you doing, man? Come on, let's go in! Shinta pushes Kyoji's back with one hand and throws the door open with the other. Sup, guys? Morning! Yo! Voices call out cheerfully from every direction. Kyoji knows they're directed at Shinta and not at him, but it does serve to lift his spirits. As Kyoji heads towards his seat, the guy sitting in the seat next to him nudges him with his elbow. Hey, Kyoji. Hi! Kyoji recognized them. While they weren't in the same class, they were in the same school 3 years ago. He gives Kyoji a friendly smile, scooting closer to him. That's odd, right? I heard about it, man. They say you kicked Sadashima's ass. I heard about it too, you're really strong, Jinno-kun! The girl sitting on the opposite side merrily chimes in. He doesn't recognize her face, she's probably from Karahito West. You notice how she just automatically jumped up? It's like, oh yeah, you're really strong! You know why, right? Because he demonstrated himself in a fight. Women recognize that shit. You know they don't allow fights in schools and things, but back in the day, when you would actually fight, women would start to realize, oh, he's a tough guy. I kind of like him. He can protect me. So, yeah, that's what that is. He's like, oh, man, you're awesome. You kicked his ass. I'm totally getting wet over here. And, I mean, even though she doesn't say that, that's kind of what she's thinking. She's like, oh, this is a big, strong man. So what happened? Well, it was, before he realizes it, a small crowd of his classmates had formed around him. He's taken aback. This is almost the exact opposite of how they were treating him yesterday. Just what happened? Shinta pops up at his side and starts explaining with a grin. What happened is, yesterday after school, Sadashima and his group crossed the schoolyard to go home. You know how that place is full of people doing club activities. Well, he and his group crossed right through the middle of the schoolyard, all the while saying stuff like, fuck the new kid and hang in there, Sadashima-san. I guess everyone knows what happened then. Some of the people around Kyoji nod in response. Honestly, I'm kind of relieved. Me too, actually. The group around him starts laughing together. It's a strange feeling. Just yesterday, everyone was keeping their distance from him. The difference between then and now is like night and day. A bit confused, Kyoji asks a question. Do people actually hate Sadashima or something? Yeah. Some of the girls say he's kind of hot, though. Why do you think that a girl would think a bully is hot? Like, you know, obviously there's a lot of movies and things we see where it's like, don't bully him! But there's a lot of girls that like that guy. Why? Because he shows his dominance. He shows his dominance. Now, it is a bitchy thing to be a bully, but at the same time, it's also a dominant thing. A woman's more likely to date the bully. Because the bully Like, again, he's the one, the tough guy that shows his strength. Now, some guys, they go a little overboard, and sometimes bullies are just absolutely fucking terrible people. Like, I'm not just talking about, like, they had a bullying phase, but, you know, they just, they got to that point where they're just like, I'm gonna be an asshole and fucking abuse my wife and do all kinds of crazy shit and hang out with gangs and do drugs. Like, that shit happens. Y'all know that shit happens. So, yeah, the girls do think he's kind of hot because he's a bully. He's that tough guy, that roughneck. Oh, you don't want to mess with him. Again, it's all about these tough guys they like. He's annoying. He acts all tough because his parents run the hospital. Just because your parents are important doesn't mean you're a big deal, you know? Didn't I tell you? He's got a bad rep. Shinta shrugs. I see. In other words, Kyoji became a hero overnight. You should watch out, though. You should watch out, though, Kyoji. Sadashima does have a lot of money, and he has a lot of flunkies, too. Yeah, they walk around like they're Yakuza in training or something. He acts all nice in front of the teacher, so they love him. He's got the Sandman wrapped around his little finger. Sandman? He means our homeroom teacher. You know how his classes are so boring they can put you to sleep? So Sandman. Everyone else nods excitedly. So Kyoji wasn't the only one dozing off yesterday. That said, today is completely different than yesterday. He didn't think that brawl with Sadashima would change everyone's opinion of him that much. This does make things easier for him, but the change is so sudden it's kind of shocking. Kyoji doesn't think it showed on his face, but one of them smiles wryly and says, But you know, Jinno, you haven't really changed much. I'm kind of relieved. Yeah, same. When I saw you yesterday, I didn't even recognize you. Did I really change that much? You look a lot more mature. Really? How? No matter how many times he hears this, he certainly doesn't feel like he's changed. I mean, you always had this image of a brat who always gets into trouble. Yeah, you'd always climb trees with Kazuyagi, only to get stuck on one of the branches. And wait, weren't you the one who put a stool sample container full of curry on that teacher's desk once, making her cry? Come on, try to forget about those kinds of stories, would you? Kyoji drops his shoulders as everyone around him laughs merrily. So obviously we have a completely different kind of protagonist from what we normally get. This guy likes to play pranks, and he's kind of, I guess, you know, he's more masculine, you know? He's getting into trouble. He's not the goody-two-shoes like we get with a lot of these guys in these games. As he glances away, he spots Shinta grinning happily at him. What? I'm relieved too, you know? That's what I should be saying. It feels like things have finally settled down. The invisible wall around him has finally completely disappeared. Going back to how things were 3 years ago was easier than he expected. Shinta drops his fist into his palm as if he just remembered something. Oh yeah, I only told you half the story yesterday, right? What story? You know, the one about the girls going missing. Oh right, what about that? Well, you see, Shinta drops his voice to a whisper. One of the girls who went missing lived in my neighborhood. She's my little sister's classmate, too. My kid sister's not that close to her, but her friend walked home with that girl, and apparently they were together right before that girl went missing. What, so this is a friend of your little sister's friend? When Kyoji says that, Shinta cocks his head. Yeah, but what about it? I mean, saying a friend of a friend told you something makes it sound pretty phony. Shinta frowns. Man, that's mean. It's true, I tell you. I mean, I heard this from a girl who was there when it happened. She came over to play with my sister. Before the two of them realize it, the whole group around them is listening to Shinta's story. And that girl said that the girl went missing was acting completely normal right before she went missing. So the girl that went missing and my sister's friend said goodbye and parted ways. As soon as they took a turn away from each other, she heard that girl scream. Shinta lowers his voice a bit deeper, causing everyone else to lean in close to listen. Just then, it happens. You there, new kid! An oddly theatrical voice cuts into Shinta's story. The crowd around Kyoji parts at once. From the other side of the room, a group of three students with peculiar appearances approach. Here we go again! Shinta mumbles, his voice strained with fear. Kyoji watches the trio with puzzled eyes. What's up with them? They look like they walked out of a comic book. One of them is an obese girl carrying a bread roll in one hand. She looks gross. Yeah, I agree. Even though it's chilly outside at this time of year, her porcine face is covered in a layer of sweat. The second girl is the direct opposite of her, an underweight, bony girl. And maybe Kyoji's just imagining it, but it feels like she reeks of sweat. The third girl, who was the one who shrilly called out a moment ago, is actually a little cute, save for a weird hair ornaments that endlessly clink and jingle. Somehow her every gesture feels oddly exaggerated and theatrical. Hold on, that weird thing with the chin is a girl? That thing will haunt my fucking nightmares. That is fucking scary. That's like Mask if it were a girl. Anybody that's seen that movie. That's what it makes me think of. Who are they? Kyoji asks that in a whisper. Shinta mumbles in response. Okay, the girl with the glasses is Ichinose Marina. The skinny one is Nikaido Mami, and the big one is Matsusashi Mai. All three of them are Sadashima's groupies. Oof! Sadashima! Man! I'm very, very, very disappointed in you, Sadashima. You being this big, tough guy, and this is the best you can do? I mean, the pink-haired girl's half right, but what the hell is Mask and Rikishi over here? This is some shit, brah. Hey, Shinta, you twerp. Why are you whispering like a rat? As soon as Marina says this, Shinta's eyebrows fly up. Twerp? Who do you think you are, you... Shinta, chill. Anyway, you wanted something? Kyoji places a hand on Shinta's shoulder to stop him from lunging at the girls. He then turns his eyes to Marina. I'm glad you asked, Mew. Mew? Ignoring the way Kyoji just stiffened in surprise, Marina sweeps her hand with grandiose movement like a baseball pitcher and thrusts her index finger at his face. Better be careful, Kyoji. All she's got to do is sit on you and you're done. We've heard that you, new kid, punched our beloved darling, Sadashima-sama. Do you care to explain yourself? Because depending on your reasons, we may have to punish you, Mew. Man, she reminds me of that story of that... What was it? A 400-pound man. This is a real story. A 400-pound man and a 600-pound woman, his wife, they decided to have sex, and they actually went through three stories of an apartment. That's just... It was 1,200 tons, folks. It doesn't fucking work that well. No, 1,100, I'm sorry. But yeah, it's over a ton. The floors don't support that much weight. She presses towards Kyoji, forcing him to retreat in fear. No, what is that mew supposed to mean? Now's not the time to talk about that, mew. That's right. What's wrong with saying mew? The fat girl replies, sputtering spit every which way as she presses towards him again. Despite her appearance, her voice has a high-pitched squeak. Wow.
Marina-chan's mew is cute.
Or what? Are you trying to deny her individuality? He's terrible, Mew. The new kid is bullying me, Mew. Mew? Boo-hoo! A truly inexplicable chill of terror runs down Kyoji's spine. Fine, say Mew. I don't care. What about Tsudashima? Yes, I want to know why you punched out our Tsudashima-sama, the poor baby! What did Tsudashima-sama do to deserve that? I don't know, but maybe you can suck his dick and make him feel better. That's right, what did he do? Go on, talk! Everyone's gazes are aimed at Kyoji. They're all curious about that, too. Kyoji remains tight-lipped, though. Oh, I know. Marina arrogantly plants her hands on her hips and looks up at Kyoji. You're just jealous of Tsudashima, aren't you, Mew? Because he's taller, richer, and cuter than you. Nah, he's not jealous of that asshole. Huh? That's right. He's much more popular than you.
That's why you're bullying him.
When people are faced with the truly inexplicable and strange, they're rendered utterly speechless. Kyoji stares at Tsudashima's groupies with his mouth hanging open, which only deepens their suspicions. I knew I was right. You're just jealous of Tsudashima-sama, Miyu. I was right, because he's much more popular than you.
I was right on the money. Urgh, don't take this sandwich away from me. I'll eat your hand.
No, listen, I don't know how you came to that conclusion, but... Don't bother making excuses, we can see right through you. Man, makes me feel good about the salad I ate today. I gotta eat another salad tomorrow. If I can. Might not be able to tomorrow, but I'll make up for it the next day. Come on, the day hasn't even started yet. What's with all the shouting? A voice calls out to them from the entrance. Akane stands there grumpily. Aoi is there also there close behind her with a gloomy expression. You keep your meddling nose out of this, Kazuyagi Akane, Miyu. We're in the middle of delivering righteous justice on the new kid, Miyu. Now listen to me, you three. You keep calling him a new kid, but he's got a name. Call him Jinno Kyoji. At Akane's chiding, the trio exchange glances and cackle unpleasantly. Kazuyagi Akane is covering for the new kid, Mew. That is coming from that. You probably can't see my cursor, But that weird mask-looking thing, it sounds like that. And I don't know how. Like, I can't put two and two together. I'm almost expecting, like, a Down syndrome.
Hi!
Suspicious.
Very suspicious.
Hey, well, what are you saying? Akane raises her voice in protest, her cheeks going very red, but then a sweet, clear voice interrupts their argument. Did you just hear something? The one to say that was Misono Kiika, a girl who was in the same class as Kyoji in his old school. She's one of the prettiest girls in the class and an honor student. She stands out naturally. She's half Japanese, making her the talk of the class. She's half Japanese, half American? Western? I think that's what she's giving off. Marina, who'd been so boisterous until just a moment ago, suddenly clams up. Huh? There. Didn't the PA just say something? Oddly enough, Kiika's voice manages to silence everyone. Indeed, Kyoji can hear something. There's an announcement chiming out through the PA system.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, I always hated that. If you got into some trouble or fight or something like that, I said, oh, God, I hope they don't fucking call the principal. Jinno Kyoji, you are to report to the principal's office immediately. I repeat, Kyoji Jinno from class... Me? Kyoji looks up in surprise with a relaxed voice when a relaxed voice reaches his ears from the entrance. Ah, there you are, Kyo-chan. Which way to the principal's office? Uh-oh. Accompanied by the odd spectacle of Yamako in a suit, yeah, that is weird, Kyoji makes his way to the principal's office. Akane and Kiika see him off with stupefied expressions. I was almost going to make a Disturbed reference. Kyoji knocks on the door twice. When they enter the office, they find what looks like a middle-aged married couple, the principal and Kyoji's homeroom teacher, the Sandman. My, is he the one? Oh, he really does have a delinquent's face. The first one to speak is the lady sitting on the right, who's clad in a rather gaudy outfit. Her suit is emblazoned with a very conspicuous brand logo. The bag she carries is similarly marked with that same logo. Now, madam, let's remain calm, shall we? You're Jinno-kun, yes? And you are? Yeah. If you want to say what is your best girl, is definitely Yamako. Like, that's the one I'm for. I'm not for any, like, the main heroines. I'm for Yamako. I guess that's just the one I relate to. As far as... I don't know. I don't know. I got a thing for the slightly older waifus. I don't know why. It's weird. Because I don't have a thing for slightly older women, that's for sure. I'm Yumikawa Himiko. I hear Kyoji's caused you some trouble. Huh? Kyoji is shocked. Yamako is talking like a normal person, and despite being what any normal person would do in this situation, Kyoji's taken aback that she even introduced herself by her real name. To top it all off, she greets everyone perfectly with a neutral expression and bows her head. Here are Sadashima-kun's father and mother. We apologize for calling you over. The principal regards the two of them with a kind, business-like smile and motions for them to take the two center seats. My, you're quite young, aren't you? Sadashima's mother says, looking Yamako up and down. Kyoji can see Sadashima's father examining Yamako, too, seated upright on the principal's sofa. And maybe he's imagining it, but his gaze feels much more clingy than his wife's. Hmm.
My, Jin-O-Kun does have a pretty guardian, doesn't he? I can see why living with such a beautiful lady would make the lad restless. Maybe we can't blame him for having too much energy and resorting to violence, eh? Ha 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 ha! Tsurashima's father lets out a loud, vulgar laugh, his large gut shaking all the while. Kyoji immediately feels his anger flare up. His stomach seethes with annoyance. He clenches his hand on his lap to bear it as Yamako bows her head again. I'd like to apologize for any trouble Kyoji may have caused you. Hey Yamako, why are you apologizing? Kyoji holds his tongue at once. It's not that she just called his name. There's an inexplicable pressure to her voice too. More than anything, her eyes are looking at him more gravely than he's ever seen before. Yamako nods briefly at Kyoji, then turns her gaze forward before bowing her head a third time. Kyoji feels a weight press down on his heart. He feels pathetic. Only now does the full weight of what he's done dawn on him. The way she referred to him and her formal attitude only make the situation even more unbearable. Gripping the straps of her bag, Tsurashima's mother raises an eyebrow. My, how barbaric! This brute of a boy is why my poor Fumiya came home in such terrible condition. Yes, I understand what happened perfectly now. Now, the principal says hurriedly, somehow managing to soothe Tsurashima's mother before he turns to Yamako. Now then, Yumikawa-san, yes, I'm sure there's no need to explain why we're all here. We've gathered here today to discuss how yesterday Jin-O-Kun got into a fight with a Tsurashima's son, Fumiya-kun. My, what are you saying? Our sweet Fumiya-chan would never do anything as barbaric as getting into a fight. Excuse me, Tsurashima-san. Excuse me. So yeah, I did say Tsurashima-san. But this time, Tsurashima's mother hears the principal's rebuke coming and raises her shrill voice to cut him off. My poor baby! Fumiya-chan is in terrible condition right now. He can't even walk on his own! He needed to have his friends carry him back home. And you know what my brave Fumiya-chan said about that? He said he's fine. My sweet boy. But seeing how injured he was, just remembering it makes my head spin. There was so much blood, I was afraid Fumiya-chan might bleed to death. Kyoji can't help but blurt out, huh? You're joking, he wasn't hurt that bad. Sure, he punched and kicked him, but it definitely didn't look like he might bleed to death. Compared to Kyoji, who got ganged up on, Tsurashima got off easy. But Tsurashima's mother simply looks at Kyoji with hysterical eyes. My god, I can't believe this! Did you just hear him? I'd say he hasn't reflected on what he's done one bit. Man, I'd stand up right in front of him and said, your sweet boy threw my fucking bicycle at me. How about that? He talked about... Man, I'd straight up go in there and say that. And say, oh, my son wouldn't say anything about... Did he say something about rape? Something about that? Like he didn't want the sloppy seconds or some shit. I don't know what it was. That probably wouldn't have done it, but
No, they started beating the shit. No, well, actually, we gotta keep in mind, Kyoji did fucking start the fight, but Sadashima fucking egged him on. Sadashima was talking shit. Kyoji put his fist in his mouth, and, put his fist in his nose, just woo. And, then they threw his bike at him, and it's fucking crazy. Then they kicked him on the ground while he was down. It wasn't just Sadashima. It was Sadashima and his boys. So y'all gotta remember the fight that went down. Her voice is so high-pitched that listening to her gives Kyoji a headache. Was it just him or did everyone in this room, Sadashima's father included, just grimace wearily because of it? As soon as Sadashima's mother's shrieking dies down, Yamiko speaks in a cold voice. Don't, Kyoji-kun. Poor Fumiya-kun must be frail and sickly. He's a naive, innocent, dainty little boy. My, if you blow on him hard enough, he'll probably fall over, right? As soon as she says that, Kyoji almost bursts out laughing. Yamiko turns to Sadashima's mother with a perfect smile. Isn't that right, madam? Yes, of course he is. She nods, albeit somewhat reluctantly. Oh man, I love her. See Kyoji-kun, See Kyoji-kun, she just said so herself. Fumiya-kun is a very, very sensitive little boy. As fragile as a little turd. As a little bird. She thought about little turd. So you have to treat him very, very nicely. Understood? Yamiko gives Kyoji a wink that only he can see. At this point, Kyoji is struggling to keep himself from cracking up. Sadashima's father clears his throat. Even so, miss, the fact remains that Fumiya was gravely injured by your boy. Thankfully, our doctors were able to treat him properly, so his injuries aren't serious. Depending on how this goes, I'm afraid we may have to resolve this issue through other means. Meaning? Well, we could go through the appropriate channels, but of course we realized that this was a dispute between children, and we don't want to complicate the situation any more than we have to. We wouldn't want to hurt the school's reputation either, of course. We're willing to settle this without a fuss if you'd simply pay for damages. I believe that's the most realistic solution. What do you say? Kyoji holds his breath and bites his lip. He can't put Yamiko through this kind of trouble in his first week of school. Or if you'd like, you could discuss things thoroughly with our lawyer. As Sadashima's father continues his non-stop tirade, Yamiko takes something out of her bag. Yes, understood. If you'd like to continue this discussion after this talk, would you contact the number on this card? Sadashima's father arrogantly plucks Yamiko's business card out of her hands, but as soon as he reads it, all the color drains from his face. Now, my sincerest apologies, but I had to step away from work to come here today. Would you mind if we could circle back to this issue some other time? Yamiko curtly ends the conversation while Kyoji watches with wide eyes. Sadashima's mother immediately raises her eyebrows.
あなた少し誠意が足りないんじゃありませんこと。大体。
Oh, we do certainly mind. I'd say you're lacking in good faith to begin with. Don't. Just as it seems like the lady is about to spiral off into another long-winded bout of hysterics, Sadashima's father cuts into her words. Kyoji stares at them in surprise. Why did he stop her? If anything, he should be complaining together with her. Yamako maintains her perfect, nonchalant smile as she bows her head one last time before pushing on Kyoji's shoulders. Now let's go, Kyoji-kun. Kyoji hurries after Yamako and goes into the corridor. Kyoji's burning with questions to be answered. What was that business card she handed him? Why did Sadashima's father back down like that? But he feels like there's something else he needs to say before any of that, so he holds his questions back for now. Staring at Yamako's back, he wonders what it is he wants to tell her, yet no words come to mind. All in all, he's frustrated. Angry. Seeing Yamako be forced to apologize like that, unable to say anything back, was terrible. At the same time, he can't help but feel angry at how powerless he was. I have to say I'm sorry. Hey, Yamako-sa. But the moment Kyoji calls out to her, Yamako suddenly collapses to her knees. Ah, I'm tired. Yamako-san? Her manner's sweet speech switches back to normal, or rather to her usual drawl. Having to talk fast like that tires me out so much! Huh? Kyoji's mouth hangs open. Ah, I'm taking today off. I can't work today. No! I can skip work today, right, Kyo-chan? Kyoji looks at Yamako as she gazes at him with teary eyes. He tiredly drops his shoulders. All his earnest desire to apologize to her instantly went out the window. I'm surprised you can function as an adult like this. Wow, rude! I'm a responsible adult even now. You depend on me, boy, so no sass. Yamako taps on her knees before getting up, walking off with her usual lazy gait. Somehow, Kyoji feels as though he just missed his opportunity to apologize to her. So instead, he asks a question that's been burning in his mind since he left the office. Say, what was that business card you gave him? I mean, the business card you gave Sadashima's dad. It wasn't from a Braze, was it? Or what? Was he shocked because he learned you work for such a third-rate magazine? Yamako puts her hands on her hips and puffs out her cheeks in a pout. That's rude! A Braze is a respectable publication. We're first-rate in the occult field, you know. Yeah, because you have hardly any rivals. Oh, now, that's just insulting. You'd be surprised how much competition we have, but most of them went out of business. Yamako shrugs and produces another of those business cards from her card case. That business card was from my old publisher. The card she gives him belongs to a large publisher that Kyoji is familiar with. Yamako used to work for the editorial department there, and at one of the more robust weekly magazines at that. That magazine made a name for itself with its sharp-tongued coverage of corporate fraud and social injustice. Kyoji doesn't really know too much about it, but apparently a great many scandals were exposed thanks to that magazine. At least that's what his parents told him. Kyoji timidly looks up at Yamako. But isn't this, like, impersonation? My, you know some complicated terms. Who cares about that? What if they find out? Yamako waves her hand dismissively in response to Kyoji's panic. It's fine, they won't. Oh, look at this. People who use their authority to solve problems are just weak to authority themselves. That's all. Oh, okay. Think about that. People that use their authority to solve problems are weak to authority themselves. That seems to be the case. Oh ho ho ho. That's underhanded. Yamako flashes a wicked smile. You're better off not dealing with idiots like them. It's just a waste of time. Just filtering them out like this is the right answer. If they think we're on the same level as them, they'll feel like messing with us is more trouble than it's worth, right? You say some pretty mean things with a poker face, you know that? Oh, do I? Yamaka replies in a sing-song voice before cocking her head. Well, I'll be heading back then. Whoops. Alright. Alright, Kyo-chan. Yamako pulls out a couple of 1,000 yen bills from her purse and hands them to Kyoji. What's this? You're giving me an allowance? No. Buy us some bentos on the way back from school, would you? And if you find any new desserts, get those too. Oh, and if there's any change, give it back to me. Bye, counting on you. By the time Kyoji returns to class, it's already break time. Alright! We'll find out what Shinta wants later. Because we're at an end right now. I think we've seen enough. Man, that was a heavy case at the principal's office, wasn't it? And then she used like a business card from her former employer. And that was interesting. Wasn't who I thought it was gonna be. I thought she worked for some huge corporation. Then I forgot, oh yeah, she writes for an occult magazine. But she used to be an editor. And let me tell you something, guys. I've worked with a lot of female editors. A lot. Like, almost all the editors I've worked with are female editors. So, just keep that in mind, guys. There's a lot there if you want to work there. And they're actually really good at what they do. I've had some really good editors. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Hentai Corner with Gore Screaming Show. We haven't seen much gore and screaming, but it is what it is.